Marcus Peters. He's only been in the league for a year. What are your thoughts on him as a corner?
Very athletic corner. Not the typical corner. He made great plays on the ball. I want to say he led the NFL in interceptions last year. You can tell he's very instinctive.
What do you look forward to challenges like that when you have a matchup like that?
Just guys that are of my caliber, size, match up against me well. I love going up against bigger corners. It challenged me.
And their safety, Eric Berry, the kind of range he has, what have you seen from him?
He's a vet. He's made the Pro Bowl every year besides one year since he's been in the league. So, his play speaks for itself.
John Ricky, do you have an opinion on your motivation? You want to verbalize your motivation for the Chiefs? Some of the guys are like, well, it's a new season, but is that in the back of your mind?
Always in the back of your mind, especially if you play this sport and compare to like I am. You don't want the same thing to happen to you three times.
In terms of timing, now that you guys have had a few games under your belt together, what do you feel like it is like now with you and Brock?
We're good now. It's a work in progress. Our focus is winning football games. So however we got to do that, however he has to do that, however I got to do that, if it's blocking, if it's, whatever I have to do.
Chandra, I haven't seen you since the Sports Illustrated cover. How'd you like the picture?
Oh, man, I love the picture. That's an awesome picture. Being on the cover of Sports Illustrated is an honor. Many greats have been on that cover. So, hopefully I can get on the main issue.
Well, if the higher profile you are nationally, the more of a target you are for opposing DBs, but that's part of what you're playing your position's all about, right?
Yeah, you're a target for DBs when you go out there and make plays every day in and day out every Sunday. And that's a good thing, especially for me, because I got help on the other side of me.
Yeah, Dre, I know you touched on it yesterday, but just follow up on your thoughts on Dabo. We weren't able to talk to you. Just your thoughts on your former head coach's comments.
I really don't have any more thoughts on that. I love Dabo. He's one of the best college coaches, one of the best people I've ever had a chance to encounter.
You were mentioning you got some help on the other side. When you went back and looked at week one's film, the way the offense was operating, what did you see that you guys were doing well?
Third down completions was big for us last week, and we just want to continue that. We know we were, where we were in third downs, but we know we can improve also.
You were on the opposite side of the field from Will on his touchdown. You were the first guy in there to congratulate him. Could you see that unfolding or even see it before the play was called?
No. He kind of cut back to my side, made a big block for him to get in there. But, he's talented. Just give him the ball and make plays.
Advice or tell him anything about how it's going to be tough to keep this up week after week?
Nah, he come from a great college program like Notre Dame where he's playing high caliber talent week in, week out. The NFL is different, but he's used to being up and, staying where he is.
Everybody was like so wowed by his speed, seeing him in a real game. You've seen him practice, but were you even impressed with how fast he is on the field?
I am. He has game speed and just regular speed in general. Some people have game speed but run a slow 40, but he has it all.
How does having him, you said having help helps you, how is that?
That helps the team out. That just doesn't help me out. Putting a win on the board is what all that matters, and it just versatiles our offense.